Welcome to Days of Dread, an Old Magic Gaming production. This podcast contains explicit content and may not be suitable for all audiences. The episode may contain suggestive dialogue,
mouth swears,
sexual situations,
dick shit titty farts,
crude language,
cocksucker,
violence,
labia liquor,
fantasy violence,
shit salad,
realistic violence,
vagina fart,
sexual violence,
big old titties,
violent violence,
shit shitter,
and random acts of violence,
sack whacking fart dick.
Listener discretion is advised.
And I open the door. What do I see in my...
And standing in the center of the circle is an entity.
What is that?
So Satan came up out of the floor of my house.
Oh my god, it's Charn!
That guy is creepy.
Hello.
A little cold for that outfit, I think.
Hello, Professor. I come burdened with glorious news.
Why is it a burden if it's glorious? It should be. You should be coming happy with happiness. But that's fine too. Okay.
You seem to.
Do I know who this dude is?
Oh, no. I mean, do you have a spellcraft check or a knowledge occult?
I could do an arcana check.
Yeah, go ahead and toss an arcana check then. A religion would probably tell you something too.
Okay, I'll check and see which one looks like it's.
You're like, who he doesn't wake us up?
Nope.
No.
Hey, Satan. I just want to talk to Satan for a minute, you guys.
It's a living room demon. It's cool.
Yeah, you guys don't have those?
You guys take
that. Look, I got a fucking weird house here. I got a summoning circle in here.
24. Nicely done. Yeah, this.
You know this guy's name.
Yeah, I'm this guy's dad.
So this is what would be considered a demon.
Okay.
most assuredly a demon of the third council. Not a lord at all. This would be a contract demon.
Okay.
So they are not very they're dangerous in the sense that they're demonic, they're demons. But they are not normally the ones that show up to harm or do any sort of like violent acts of a physical sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
So he's basically a lawyer demon.
Yes, very much so. Lawyer demon.
Okay.
Welcome to Casa de Akershus.
Casa? Casa. Hola.
Hola. Yeah. Tell me of this news, friend. What's your name?
My name is Charn. I have been sent by my master as his last bid into the prime material. He is currently working across multiple planes. He is up to things, as it were. He has asked me to come here and speak with the last living members of this town, to see if they may wish to strike a deal.
One moment, please.
Hold, and please.
Can, I mean, you can just stay. Can you stay there for a second?
Of course.
No, I don't want to be rude. I walk over and I go, wake the fuck up, everybody. So it turns out, Julia, good, yes, Brick, hey there, it's everybody.
Morning, is it morning? Morning.
I don't know when it is, we have fucking problems. So, turns out we've been in this house long enough that everyone outside died.
I start crying, because my parents are dead now.
Oh.
Because I live with my mom and dad, and I realize...
Brick
is crying.
Oh, Julia hugs you and comforts you, like, she's a mama bear, and she's... sad that you're sad.
I'm just, you are now drenched in my tears.
I hug you and give you back pats.
I'm super bad at breaking news like this. My charisma is 9.
Okay, she's upset. Okay, not good. Well, I guess deal with that. I'll be back.
How
there is a Satan man over in the other room.
How do you know everyone is dead?
Well, what? I mean, if you're done holding the big one, you can come
look,
over.
They are upset. Give them a moment.
Maybe I don't know if you're noticing the sort of roiling, flaming light coming from the barn, but that's a Satan guy.
So he's in there, and he told me, he's given me, you can probably come talk to him too. It seems like this is going to be a thing.
Okay. Brick. He's okay. Oh, I like stand on the bed so we're eye to eye. Because I'm 5 feet tall and you're six feet tall.
I'm a little bit taller than you.
So I stand on the bed to like put my hands on your cheeks and I'm like, I know. It will be okay. Brick. Mm-hmm. We are your family now.
But you smell so bad.
I know. And I like pat your cheek and give you another hug and then like move us towards the hop off the bed and I move towards the demon light.
Is this Satan my new dad now?
I don't know. I think he's probably going to give us the paperwork.
I'm going to move towards the, yeah.
Yep.
We're about so here he is. Say hello.
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 He's really friendly. I mean,
I was like, are we all terrible charisma? Who has the highest charisma in this group?
I think it's me.
I think it's Brick.
Thank me.
What are you at, Brick?
Yeah. Brick's at a...
I was like, I'm at 10. You're at 9. Yeah.
Brick's at 10.
Oh, good.
We're just...
is it Seth? It might be Seth.
Oh, oh,
Seth. What is Seth's charisma?
I think it might be Seth, the horse of questionable... 12. 12.
It's the most
Seth is 12.
Send the horse in.
The horse is already in there.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
because
I think wolves are 7. So
okay. So
the one-eyed emaciated horse has a higher charisma than the entire party.
Better super than not likable. Everyone in the whole group.
Jesus
Christ. I'm just like, hello, what brings you to our little new weird family?
I told you, everyone died. I already said it.
He's come. Starts crying anew.
Oh, Christ, I did it again.
Wait, he's come to tell us that everyone is dead? This is like a messenger service that werewolves provide?
I don't think it's... look at this outfit.
He's a very fancy man.
He's the fanciest man.
He's so super.
That's not a werewolf outfit.
I Sir, what brings you to our house?
You broke me. Hold on.
He's okay. I tell...
Brick's like, just... No.
I turn around and like awkwardly pat you on the shoulder. It's going to be fine. You don't need anybody but you.
I tell Wolf to like comfort you.
I won't.
Are you my new mom and dad?
I can't stop you from calling me dad.
Yes. Hello. Hi. So sorry. Yes. Everyone else is dead.
How do you know this?
Because I checked.
You go to each house and you poke each dead body and you say, this one dead, this one dead.
There is a cat that is alive and a handful of field mouse. That is about it.
Shh. Is the cat orange?
It is.
When you call it, does it respond to cat? Can you check?
I would be willing to do so, yes.
Wait, can you bring cat to us?
That is a possibility.
I have, okay.
This guy's really friendly. I mean, his outfit choices are...
Where did you...
This guy just shows up and offers to bring us a cat.
Wait, no. Where did you last see
What did you cat? Think Satan would do? Came to your house.
Excuse me, devil man. Where did you last see this cat?
It was inside of a home.
Hey, things are...
How did everyone else in town die? We saw Wendigo. We saw, like, big werewolf thing. Like, what happened to everybody?
A large number of them were recruited into the ranks of the Super Pack.
Super Pack? You mean, like, werewolf?
Yes. Their numbers were getting dwindling, so they started to bite and bring over... the population of the town that had not fled. So there was a large number of them that were converted into
the curse. Kirk raises her hand. Question, Devil Man. The house with the cat. What did those people become in league with the wolfman?
There were no bodies in the house. I do not know.
Things are continue to look up for you. Look at this. Everything is good. Mom and dad, not dead. Cat, not dead. Everybody's good.
Okay.
I'm helping.
Right. Okay. Brick just wants their cat back.
Okay, so some people become werewolf, and then other people you find dead?
Other people become in league with the North Wind.
So everybody is peeking sides.
Except for you.
Oh.
We haven't picked a side.
Is Satan recruiting us to be on his side? Is that the deal?
Oh, I do not work for him.
Oh, okay.
Well, who do you work for, buddy?
who you work for?
Who does number two work for?
Calm down now. You're going to blow out your O-ring.
You're
going to drop a lung.
Yeah, who's your boss?
I work for a small conclave of aligned individuals who are neither affiliated with the wolves nor affiliated with the undead. I work for the Queen of Blades.
Hmm. Is she like a big sword?
She has a big sword, yes.
She is queen of all other swords, obviously. She is Queen of Blades. All other blades bow down to her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does she keep it in her? Where does she keep her big sword?
There was a hand motion. There was a hand motion.
I believe at one point Ed Gein was making sheaths. Ed Gein was making sheaths for her swords at one point.
Oh. Yeah.
Sheath maker, he was, old Ed. actually, where she keeps her blade is the reason that I am here.
Ooh.
Am I going to live in her vagina?
Fancy man, we are very confused.
Yeah. I need more information, please.
So what has come to pass is that she has a stronghold that has become completely locked with ice and snow. That seems to have been brought on by these Wendigo that are now working in league with each other. We know not why. They are typically solitary hunters, but now they seem to have formed ranks for some reason and are waging war on other powers across the Dread Realms. She needs individuals to get into her stronghold and free it from the frost and snow that has been placed upon it, and then discern what of her artifacts are left there.
She needs us to come dig her out.
Yes, essentially.
Yeah, we're basically the tow truck.
Plow now.
Yeah. We're Mr. Plow.
You're Mr. Plow.
It is Mr. Plow.
I'm not doing anything this afternoon.
What do we get if we get her out of her snow hole? Can I go to the vagina?
Her snow hole?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
It's a hole you live in snow.
Clearly a snow hole.
Clearly. Oh.
I don't understand why you don't understand. It's snow hole.
I have been advised that I may offer you riches and power.
In vagina sheets? I have a great axe. I have a great back.
It's pretty good. I could make your axes more great.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Where is her snow hole?
It is about a month's hike north.
Oh, that is very far.
I have a cart, it's okay.
Are there still Wendigo and werewolves in the wilds of the wilderness?
What about our town first? Time out. Are we still in our town?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are. There are. But I would be able to prepare you, if you chose to align with us, to be better suited to combat them.
Can my cat have armor?
Yeah, what does
align mean? What are you selling, Mr. Devilman?
I'm not Mr. Devilman. You may call me Charn. That is my name.
I will call you what I choose to call you.
Okay. I can't stop you again.
Cannot stop me. I will break more of your chairs.
Look, it's very hard to get good lumber in this snow. Stop it. One less place to make Lunchables.
Okay, so how
give me the hard pitch.
What does a line mean? What happened?
You would work with me. I would work with you. And once you had agreed that we were working together, we would sign a small bit of paperwork. I would give you abilities that you have hitherto not had access to. Strengths and enhancements that would make you better prepared for challenges that may lie ahead. And I would be one that you would call on to advise.
How long is this contract for?
Until you wish to end it.
Is that like tricky lawyer language where like we choose to end it by dying?
Oh, once you choose to end the contract, all boons and benefits gained by said contract would be, of course, no longer yours to keep.
What kind of boons and benefits? What are we talking about?
Sounds
here?
Like you're giving him bedroom eyes.
I am.
Like a toothless old grandma that looks like a pink apple. It's like trying to sex up Satan.
You look sexy, Satan.
I noticed you're not really wearing a shirt so much as a cafe shirt today. Flowing beneath the part.
I would like to claim you like a big sexy devil.
I hear you from hell. Are you packing heat?
That was good. That was good.
A hole?
Are you going to have him warm the snow hole?
Oh my god.
Here's a better, let's see, I can make Charn bigger so you guys can see what Charn looks like.
He's very big.
Yeah, there's Charn.
He's in great shape though. I mean, look,
yeah,
at,
look
that.
At that six pack.
I haven't had that since the 60s.
The 80s. The 860s.
Yeah.
Yes, what kind of benefit section? what benefits you give us?
Out of game terminology, your level jump would be aligned with the demonic plane. You would be able to stay humanoid, but you would get all sorts of little neat demonic accoutrement, gear, abilities, and such.
Myself, Zag Baggins.
No, you would not have spider eyes though.
Bro, yeah. You get three scratches on your arm. You get spider eyes. You get hair curtains.
Done. You get carpenter pants.
You get carpenter pants.
Bricks in. Brick's already like half signing. Brick can't write. Brick's going to
figure it out. Wait, no. First grade level. Brick can write Brick's name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brick can write Brick. All right.
So Brick can write Brick's name. So from a game perspective, for the trees this would have gone as things closed down because you guys didn't run was either one of the Wendigos would get a hold of you and you guys would kind of fall in line with Agathwa, the North Wind. One of the werewolves would have gotten a hold of you and the curse would have been passed on. And then that storyline would have played out that way. But because you guys managed to hunker down and very intelligently keep yourselves in the house, you would have either succumbed to cannibalism, which would have opened the door back up for the North Wind, or this situation would present itself. So intelligently, you guys actually made it to this point, which I think is really cool. You also don't have to take this. You can kind of go wherever you want, but this is just from a game term perspective, you would have a demonology slant to your story going forward with all of your level ups.
We're both looking at each other. God, that sounds sort
I know,
of rad.
Like, we're all like pretty bitching.
I know. I mean, I... Especially like Vanessa thinks this is the coolest.
Yeah,
because it's Charn.
Yes, because it's Charn. Charn is a character on Crown of Queens. He's my favorite, and I just got a ring, and now I'm in charge of him.
Oh,
that is not accurate. That is no, ma'am. That is not accurate.
Shut your face! You shut your face, he's mine.
He's my new best forever friend. But I think Yulia would be the most likely. Like she. 100% does not want to fucking be undead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
you might be okay with being a werewolf. Like, she's pretty cool with wolves.
Yeah, with wolves in general.
Yeah. But, like, demon shit sounds pretty cool. Have we ever, in all of my travels around in the forest around, have I ever run into a demon before?
All of that will start to come to fruition throughout the story if you choose to go this route. And once again, you don't need to choose to go this route if you don't want to. There are lots of different things that you can still do that have lots of story trees. But this is a fun one.
I don't have a problem with it. As far as I can think back on my backstory, this wouldn't really be a problem for me.
Rick just wants their cat.
And he's got the cat. He's got the cat, man.
Yeah.
Like, Brick is really sad about mom and dad. A little bit relieved that they're not, well, we don't know if they're dead.
You don't know. Yeah.
They're not home, but the cat's okay. And for the time being, that's going to have to do. Brick is going to do whatever the professor does.
If we choose to take this deal, it's not like it's going to protect us. Like, if we get bitten by a werewolf, we might still turn into a werewolf.
That would be something you would discuss with Charn in game.
Okay, Mr. Devilman. Let's say we take your deal and you give us nice things and we help dig out your boss from Snowhole and Brick gets cat.
I will, once the contract is signed, I will bring the cat forthwith.
Can Professor read it before we sign?
I would like to read it, give it a quick perusal, if it's okay with you.
Okay, not a problem.
Great.
We don't want to be undead. I want protection from crazy Wendigo zombie undead.
And I'd also very much prefer not to become a part man, part wolf. I like being me.
I will, into the contract. So these spikes that are off of his back, these six horns, they're just draped with different contracts, and he's pulling them off, and he's got this ink quill. It's a black raven feather, and he's using it to kind of pull ink out of the air, and he's changing subsections and moving things around.
Redlining.
Yes, yeah. I will update the contracts to state that you will all gain protection from any form of abjuration, conjuration, or possession, including but not limited to transformations into lycanthropy, the Wendigo sickness, mummy rot, other forms of undead maladies, and in body transmogrifications that are result from natural-based or undead-based sources. Yes, is that good?
No, not just us. Us and cat and wolf and horse.
Horse. The horse wishes to be transformed.
Pardon me?
The horse.
Huh?
The horse wishes to be transformed.
Into what?
Not its current aged and decrepit form is what it has told me.
Is it going to tell you what it wants?
Yes.
Can you talk to Wolf?
The dog is not the wolf is not possessive of the intelligence that it would allow me to tell. It would tell me more than it is hungry, sleepy, or needs to relieve itself.
Wolf possess must intelligence. Talk bad about the wolf. You like back away a little bit.
I don't need protection from abjuration because that's sort of my gig, man.
I want protection from being undead.
Yeah, that and no werewolf for me, thank you.
We can, I can action that.
All right, is there anything else that we want from our buddy here?
I want a new, better bow, fancy bow.
I can definitely action that.
Can you give
also,
me...
Also, I want new dress. Green dress. With lace and ribbon. Not one ribbon. Two ribbons. All right, no sign.
I find those terms agreeable.
Expert negotiator.
Price line negotiator.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm trying to think of what else Yulia would want.
Can you give my cat armor?
Armor?
I could.
I would like my cat to have armor and my axe to be bitching.
I could make that axe more bitching, to be sure.
You can just make me better at doing magic, right? That's a thing?
Oh, I could unlock worlds upon worlds of the arcane to you, good sir.
Oh, ooh, the professor's eyes just got real.
Knowledge from beyond the veil.
One step beyond.
That too. Can you make Wolf smarter?
Don't push it, lady. We might be onto something good here with this guy with no shirt.
Can you come with us?
I will, from time to time, drop in to advise. Okay. I have other tasks that my queen has put me about. I am currently working in the employ of a nefarious character who seems to be working with a group of individuals in a house.
Nefarious character. Is she kind of bitchy?
One would call her that, I believe.
How dare you? She is a maid.
I believe inexperienced. But with good intent. The
I know that that's true.
My queen, she has an ally, and her ally believes that this individual has great promise if she is allowed to cultivate and grow that.
I'm very doubtful at the moment.
I have held court with many demon, and I no longer tread within the Silver City for the things that they have done. And my queen's ally on the prime material plane at this time, the one who sees great promise in this child, he may be the most nefarious entity I've ever encountered.
Oh, goody.
So glad I just allied myself to him in the other game.
Hey, let's do it in this game too. Signing contracts everywhere.
Well, can I see the paperwork, please, sir?
He just hands you this large scroll, and then another, and then another.
Okay, I adjust my glasses and start reading.
So 6 hours later.
This thing? Good. Okay.
Typo.
This is not how you spell my name, but it's okay.
And he'll go over it with you and change, you know, as needed. He will change things.
Oh, so he's like literally working with me on this.
Yeah, he's working with you. He's a contract demon. It's what he does. He's literally a demon that writes contracts.
Do I get the impression that he's trying to fuck me?
You could make a... I mean, do you mean in a physical sense or like he's trying to screw you over?
Yeah, is he trying to... Is his snaky... Is his snaky demonic dick attempting to? No, no. I'm curious as to whether or not he's actually trying to really job this contract such that I'm going to get screwed in the.
You want to throw me an insight check?
Sure. Do I have any idea? Nah, not really. 11?
Honestly, you're looking through this. You're looking through the contracts, and you don't see anything that's like double dealing. It's just a lot of words. You get the impression that he genuinely, you're kind of logicing it in your brain. You guys would have starved to death and eaten each other.
Mm-hmm.
You would have kind of gone out into the wilds and tried to survive whatever's out there. So at this point, he could have just left you.
Mm.
So, you know, you could kind of weigh that against your 11 roll and you think maybe he's on the level.
All right.
I mean, Seth seems to trust him.
I do trust my horse, even though it has questionable intent.
And origins.
And origins. He's been my buddy for a long time. Okay. Lady Brick.
Sure.
This appears to be on the up and up, and maybe it's going to be okay. I'll sign if you will.
I'm going to practice my letters.
Okay.
First, drink it.
Yeah. As a show of good faith?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a momentary kind of puff of brimstone. And then he smells a little sulfurous in the air. And then he kind of remanifests holding an orange cat.
Brick is just like, cat! Grabs him from snuggles. Does a little face nuzzle, scritches.
The cat is doing that, like, I push myself against your chest to get away.
All right, let go of me.
Oh, too much love. Burns like fire. Too much love.
So much. Are you okay?
No. I think Cat LaRange sounds like Orson Welles, just so you know.
Oh.
You vile woman. Put me down.
Meow.
Brick.
Who's known for too much loving?
All right. I'm like protective, holding my kitty cat, scratching head. Scratch.
Okay. You say you give us cat, you give us cat. So you say you give us other things. I believe you, devil man.
Fuck it.
Sign on the fucking document.
Yeah, here we go. Signing.
Sweet. Okay. So you all send the document and he smiles. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. I shall send packages forthwith. Seth, always a pleasure. And
I am so delighted right now.
And as he starts to step back into the shadows, and this is where we're going to end it. As he starts to step back in the shadows, Seth turns kind of towards you, and the hollow eye socket, where his missing eye has always been, starts to crackle and burst into flame, and it burns with an unholy sigil in the socket. And if a horse could smile, this one just did.
Whoa. Hey, man, your horse is on fire. Yeah.
So yeah, man. Good game, guys. Yes.
Dude, that's fun.
Hello, it's your old friend Yulia, here to tell you about brand new product that I find that is so tasty, I just know you're going to love. It is coffee, called Found Familiar Coffee. It is so good, I drink all the time and I even... Wolf, stop drinking Yulia's coffee! It's not coffee for wolves! Everybody loves it. If you want to try yourself, you can buy online and use code OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word, one big word, and I'm going to get you special deal for 10% off. It's so good, you cannot even imagine. So you should go buy right now, and then let me know how much you love. Okay, thank you, bye.
Are you kidding? The episode is ending now. Thank you for listening to Days of Dread, an Old Magic Gaming production. Tune in next episode to find out what new fucked up shenanigans our adventurers find themselves in. Professor Constantine Uckershoes is played by Robert Quinn.
I got the internet.
Brick LaRange is played by Melissa Quinn.
You're like at my butt.
Yulia is played by Vanessa Singleton.
You ain't gonna fool me again.
And our storyteller is Anton Kromoff.
If I didn't know, I'd be an idiot.